Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, it's been a little tough lately with the way that things have been going on the ice for you guys, but yesterday what had to have been a nice feeling to get that win off the chest.
Yeah, of course, I think you guys did a great job. I mean, it was a great team game, you know, tight game out there, but I think it looked really good defensively, and guys were chipping in really good, so it was a good game.
I know it's tough because you want to be out on the ice. You want to be playing at the NHL level. I mean, what are you working on personally with your game to be able to get yourself back on the ice and being on there competitive, you know, being competitive every single night?
No, I'm just staying ready, you know, staying ready mentally and keeping that body in shape, working on the small details such as, like, angling guys and just decent work, you know. And I think I just keep working on that every day, keep working hard, and just wait for the chance to come, and I'll be ready for it.
What has been the message to you? I mean, you've been half in Rochester, half here in Buffalo. What has been the constant message that you've been getting from the coaching staff here and the coaching staff in Rochester?
No, but it's just keep working hard, you know, and keep being ready for it. I mean, it's basically that. Just keep being fresh and keep working on all the small details. And I take pride in that. I do a lot of work on and off the ice and try to just stay fresh all the time.
You've been here for a year and a half, nearly full 2 years now. What's the biggest thing that you've learned from year one to year two in the NHL or playing in North America?
I think just the mental part of it. It's a lot more games, so you just try to stay mentally fresh all the time, and then you learn a little more when it's more games what to do off the ice and on the ice, just to conserve energy and keep that energy high, so when you get into a game you're really focused and you have that energy top.
What's been the chemistry been like with you guys here in the room? I know it seems like a lot of you guys are all close, and obviously you've got some Swedish friends here that you can talk to back and forth, and whether you're talking English or Swedish. But I mean, just talk about, you know, how that chemistry has worked with you coming back and forth, and just how everything's been that way.
No, but it's been great. I mean, I know obviously, like, I built a lot of chemistry with the guys in Rush, and they've been pushing me and helping me develop a lot, and when you come up here, the guys are just as well. You get welcomed very, very well, and everybody takes care of you and keep pushing you to get better every day. And I think that's a big, big thing in this group, that they push each other all the time, and it's a great thing.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from Ralph in your short time working with him?
No, it's a great coach so far. I mean, great guidelines, and I think it's a good game we're playing out there. It's been good so far.
Where's your biggest growth that you feel that your game has been since you've gotten here? Because, I mean, obviously it's a little bit of a culture change once you come over here and you're adapting from Sweden to North America. But where do you think that you feel the most comfortable with your game here so far?
No, but I think more and more my D-zone work has been good. I feel like I'm on the right side of guys. I angle off guys very well. And then obviously with the breakouts and everything, I think I have a little more to get out of the offensive game up here. I think I created a couple of chances, but the points really hasn't come my way. But I just try to focus on playing good, you know, and it's been solid for me so far up here. And I just keep developing that game all the time. And I've been feeling more and more comfortable all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.